Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
And as the days go by, we are getting closer to the 2018 Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two. It is April 19, 20 and 21 at the Kildare Catholic College Hall. And what we're about to start this morning, and we'll probably do this over the next 6 weeks or so, is we're actually going to start meeting the 12 acts who'll be participating in this year's Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two. And first cab off the rank this morning, Chris Cottrell and Hayley Potts. Welcome along.
Hello. Howdy. Welcome along.
Chris, great to have you here
with us this
morning. For those people who don't know Chris, or better known, a.k.a. as the River Rat.
The Rat.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're at Tackle World?
I am. I've been at Tackle World for a few years now. I'm probably better known for being as the Rat, actually. Most people have seen a few of my fishing videos, and I do a bit of video and filming for socialfishing.com.
Yep.
But this year I'm probably well known for my very pitchy singing, I dare say.
let's go right back to the start. Tell us how you got involved in Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two.
Oh, geez.
You were told.
Was that something that you wanted to do, or were you coerced?
No, I definitely wanted to do it. I think a lot of vibrato and enthusiasm after the after party.
Yeah, it all started at the after party.
Bloody after party.
It sounds like a really good idea. At the time, you're like, yeah, I'll do it after about 7 or 8 drinks. And now
Here you are.
Yeah.
So you were lured in and now you're hooked, eh?
Very punny, very punny. Very good.
Leighton's asked one question. That's one more question than he asked the Sydney Swans players earlier this morning. Chris, the charity that you've chosen to represent is Soldier On. How did we come to that? What's the connection between yourself and Soldier On?
Well, being that Wagga Wagga is a military town. We have the RAF base, we have Kapuka, we have Navy guys even coming training here. In our Australian heritage, we've been through a fair few conflicts. And I've got friends and I've had family members who have served and returned. And the effects that it can have on them is massive.
Yes.
And the support that they get once they've finished up their time, I personally don't think it's
enough. Is it? No.
Not even close. There is great organisations out there like Legacy who do a fantastic job, but I think...
We can do more.
Yeah. There's not just one hospital for, all of Australia, so why don't we just, organisations like Soldier On do such a great job, and I'm really there to back them.
And you've been rather busy in the early part of the process for Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two. You've done a lot. Some of the things that I know you've been up at the Union, you had the raffles in January. You've been out selling raffle tickets at markets and all sorts of stuff. Just what are you doing fundraising wise? What's on and what's coming up?
Well, on the 24th of February, we have the Mud Marlin Muster. So it's a fishing competition across the Riverina. You can.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So get the family involved. So get down to Tackle World. It's $20 a head. And it's a carp fishing competition, basically. Anyone can enter. Yep. Do your catch on the 24th, catch a carp, bring it back to the boat club by 4:30, weigh it in, and you could go into some fantastic prizes. We've got categories like the longest carp, the heaviest carp, the ugliest carp. Yep, exactly right. And the major prize is going to be for the mystery weight. So, doesn't matter. If you got if your kids come in and bring in a small little fish, they could take away the big prize.
The big prize, good.
All right, so that's on Saturday the 24th of February. You've also got that ongoing raffle. Is it kayak?
We do have a kayak raffle going as well at Tackle World Wagga. We also raffled did a raffle at the Lake Abbott Markets, which was very successful. That'll be culminating as well on the 24th. So if you want some more tickets, come and see me at Tackle World or buy them on the day at the Wagga Boat Club.
And are you doing anything else?
We've got the Beer and Bet Day.
Oh, that's right. It's coming up in April. You'll hear more about that.
Yeah. That's coming up as well. So, I've had my hands full.
You seem to be all over things like fishing and fundraising.
Yeah.
What do you like at singing?
Rubbish.
Let's default to the mentor. How's he going, Hiles?
Actually, he's kind of out of this world. We've had maybe 3 or 4 rehearsals. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The first one, I printed off lyrics and stupid me, did not need them at all. He was ready to go, and it's quite a difficult song. And he was just, oh, it's It's good.
It'll be if anything, this will be extremely entertaining.
Yeah, no.
It'll be out of this world.
The guys have sort of let me into what they're going to do, and it will be if it all comes off, it's going to be absolutely sensational.
Is there choreography?
Yeah, so much.
Is there really? Are you a known dancer?
I've seen him at the pub.
No, I can cut a rug. Yeah, I can go.
Well, you need a rug.
So he's going all right, Hals?
I'm very excited.
And how are you enjoying the journey now? That
unbelievable. And I'm massively surprised by how the community, especially Wagga, gets behind people. You know, it's not so much the big businesses like the big Sydney or Melbourne or Canberra businesses that get behind you. It's the Wagga people who step up and go, yep, we'll give you a hand, whatever you need. And I cannot thank Wagga enough. And the committee, obviously, help out a massive amount too.
Now that we had it on Sunday, we got the cast and crew together for one of the very first times for the show to shoot the cast video. A great group of people going through this year.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the 2018 crew is pretty
out of this world.
Pretty good crew that's going through this year. So remember the dates, everybody. It's April 19, 20 and 21. Tickets will go on sale in around about 4 weeks' time in early March, and we'll certainly let you know when those tickets do become available. And when they do go on sale, you know it sells out very, very quickly. So don't wait a couple of days and go, oh, and then abuse someone because you missed out on tickets. You know the show sells out really, really quick. So when the tickets do go on sale, we'll let you know. But please, when they do go on sale, be quick. What we do want you to do is, of course, support
the Chris local fundraising
with his fundraising, the Mud Marlin Muster, which should be sponsored by Triple M with a name like that. Mud Marlin Muster.
So true.
We should be all over that. Yeah. That's coming up on the 24th of February, the ongoing raffle, and we'll let you know about the beer and bet day when all those plans.
That's it. Get in a register.
You don't appear to be nervous at all. You've got this all under control.
I think because I've probably known the song since we announced it. I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
I think once I get on that stage, I will. Yeah.
People are quietly confident, but not Chris. He is loudly confident.
Yeah. It's just 100% bravado. If I had hair, it would be falling out.
Well, good to meet you. Good
Thank
luck.
You. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the journey, and please support Chris's fundraisers. We'll let you know all about them via the Wagga Wagga Takes Two Facebook page. But a couple of big ones coming up, particularly the Mud Marlin Muster on the 24th, and more details about that Beer Bet Day, which will be early April. We'll let you know about that when all things are finalised there. Chris and Hayley, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Enjoy the
rest of your Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two journey.
Beautiful. We will.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.